1009, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. Joining us by phone, as he does most Mondays, Shane Tucker, the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
Doing great. I'm just excited that Pujols is in the Home Run Derby for one last time tonight. I know he's not going to win, but it'll still be fun to watch him swing. That's, you know, I got my jersey on. I'm ready to go. It's the All-Star break. It's time. You guys had a really scary thing happen in Santa Rosa County on Highway 87 over the weekend, right?
Oh, we did. What a tragedy. Yesterday evening, one of our deputies located a stolen vehicle in the Milton area. And when he turned around, he got behind the car, ran the tag, confirmed that it was stolen. So he activated his lights and sirens to stop the suspect. And as soon as he did that, the suspect driver took off, got up to over 100 miles an hour. You know, the deputy realized that, you know, the suspect has no intention of stopping, and it's not within our policy to pursue, and certainly wasn't justifiable based on public interest. So he discontinued his attempt to stop the vehicle, and within just moments, the suspect had reached about 110 miles an hour and crashed into a vehicle being driven by an elderly lady, evidently on her way to church. Mm. She was killed, likely almost instantly, and of course the suspect vehicle had four people in it: the 18-year-old driver, a 19-year-old passenger, and two juveniles, all of which did sustain injuries, none of which are fatal. So charges are pending for the driver for aggravated fleeing and eluding with a death, and there'll be charges relating to the theft of the vehicle as well. But wow, just what a tragedy.
Were they just joyriding? Were they on the way to commit other crimes? I mean, to get all the way from Escambia County over to Highway 87 is, you know, that's, I mean, it's just not, it's not random necessarily, unless they're just out cruising what they think for fun. Do we know?
No, sir. I don't have any idea what they were doing over here specifically. And at some point that may, that may be known. But as of right now, I just don't know why they were here and where they were and
this is
why they did what they did.
So this is now two cases within about a week or two. You know, there was one in Escambia where deputies were chasing some folks, sort of a similar situation. They called it off, and they wound up in a major wreck. And if I remember correctly, killing somebody as well here, and then on Massachusetts and W. And then this, you know, you guys called it off. You did the right thing, because it's scary. And yet, even in spite of that, this happened. Man, it's just, you guys do the right thing out of public safety, and then it still goes wrong. It's got to be hard to handle.
It really is. And this is the second occurrence within a few years I can recall where we've actually had a fatality after a suspect wanted for a, you know, I don't want to say a minor crime, but what you would not consider to be a violent crime or top tier in seriousness. Drove it just absolutely off the chain and killed somebody. Hmm. What a lot of folks don't realize, that weighs really heavily on those deputies that are involved in that.
Of course.
In most of these cases, a deputy actually watches these things happen, can see this happen. And you feel kind of powerless. You can't pursue, you can't chase them. Even if you were chasing them, clearly they're not going to stop until they crash. And it's an awful, awful circumstance all the way around. A life was lost, and some other lives are going to be irreparably changed now as a result of this. So just all around a tragedy.
Is it across the country pretty much standard policy these days for non-violent offenders to call off the chase?
It's pretty common. I'm not going to say that it's across the board the way it is, but it's pretty common. Look, you know, when I got into law enforcement, you know, decades ago, we would kind of chase till the wheels fell off, because our philosophy was, if you give the bad guys an inch, they're going to take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
But we started to realize that pursuits are so incredibly dangerous, and oftentimes the people that are hurt in the pursuits are not the people that are involved in the pursuits. You know, and this is an excellent example, an absolute innocent person who had nothing to do with what went on yesterday, lost her life. And we just had, as a profession, had to step back and realize, you know, as bad as we want to get these people off the street in a stolen car, we can't justify to the families of these victims that they're dying why we're pursuing them for a property crime.
And it's even people don't always realize that it's not even necessarily danger to the public, although that's true. But it's just, alerting, turning on the lights and sirens and going fast always carries a danger because you're going through intersections, you're going around traffic, people are pulling over, people are reacting to the surprise. You know, all these are calculations that you guys have to make. And I just, I cannot imagine what it's like to have been these deputies to watch this thing. And I'll just tell you, for me personally, I used to love a good chase scene in a movie. I find that more and more I don't enjoy them because I think about the people that were in the minivan, and I think about my friends who were in the cop car that they show flipping over and catching flames. I know it's not real, but, I think about what that looks like in real life, and it's pretty horrifying to imagine. Chief Deputy Shane Tucker at Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, as always, Chief, thanks so much for the time this morning, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon.